let's take a look at the Gemara in Menachos. That's really the background to the Tosfos. There's two Gemaras that we want to see. What we'll do first is Gemara in Menachos Chavav. I don't know who has the Gemara so now. So, the Mishnah in Chavav and Aleph says, "Hikdi kaimtzuf ha'mayim kshera." When the kaimtzuf makter the kaimtzuf on the mizbeach, every mincha you have to be makter a kaimtzuf on the mizbeach. The rest of the mincha is generally eaten, but a kaimtzuf has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah says that it could be done on the installment plan. You could do it in two installments. In other words, you could be, the kohen takes the kohenim all at once, but then when he's makter on the mizbeach, he could do it in halves. Be makter pamayim, he could be makter half a kohenim and half a kohenim, and that's kosher. You see that the ma'is akdara doesn't have to be the whole kohenim all at once. The ma'is akdara could be half a kohenim at a time. So on that Mishnah, there's a Gemara. Reb Shuv and Levi, pamayim, the light pe'omei pe'omim. You could do it in halves, but not in thirds. You can divide the claimants in half and be makir. You can't divide the claimants in thirds. The Mishnah is bedafka. The Mishnah is pamayim. Pamayim means twice, meaning in two halves. But you can't divide the claimants up more than that. Reb Yechon Omer pe'omim, pamayim, v'afilu pe'omei pe'omim. I'm not sure if I'm punctuating it right. But whatever, it makes it. It's pamayim, afilu pa'amid pa'amid. You could do it in thirds. You could do it in thirds and quarters. It doesn't matter. You could divide the claim itself into a very small amounts. May v'nai, what's the machlikus? Amrav Zera, yesh claim is pepachus mishnei zesim. Yesh aktar v'pachu p'chus mikazayis, ike v'nai. Rav Shum Alevi Sover, ein claim is pepachus mishnei zesim. V'en aktar p'chus mikazayis. What does Rashi say? That's the first opinion. That's the Pshum Levi. Ein kaimis pachas mishnei zaysim ve'ein haktar p'chusu mikazayis. We need to have a mnemonic to remember who holds what. Shulman Levi holds you need only two, not more. But the Yerichan says, no, you could do it even in very small stones. How are we going to remember who's who? So it's always useful to have some mnemonic device for this thing. Shulman Levi says, I don't know. I think you're on mnemonic device. I don't know. Levi says, I think only two. Anyway, so Rashi says, "Shnei Zaysim," going on to Pshul Levi Hilchoch. Since the Kaimitz has Shnei Zaysim, not less, even the smallest Kaimitz of the smallest Kaim is Kaimitz holds two Zaysim. Hilchoch, Hayde Nokat Masnisin, Pamayim Dafka Nokat. Shetehebe Kol Haktar Kizayis, V'Loi Pochus Den Haktar Pchusim Kizayis. Rav Yechon Amar Yesh Kaimitz Pochus Shnei Zaysim. V'Afilo Hachiktani Masnisin Pamayim Shero. So it must be, it's Kederech Raya. The Mishnah says that you could do the Haktar in halves. So can we, the Machlekes Shimon Levi and Rav Yochanan is, well, how much can we infer from the Mishnah? Rav Yochanan holds, we'll start with Rav Yochanan holds, look, many Kayahanim have small Kaimitzim, their Kaimitz holds less than two Kizesim. And yet the Mishnah says that you could be Makdir the Kaimitz in halves. The Mishnah doesn't say only if he was a heavy, a big Kayah. a big-handed kohen. The Mishnah says, absolutely, that you can always be makar the kohen by might. Well, sometimes the kohen is going to be less than shnei zeisim. If you're going to divide the kohen in half, then the halves are going to be less than the kezayis. So it's a muchach in the Mishnah that yesh haktara b'chusum mikezayis. So if a kiran haktara b'chusum mikezayis, so there's no, so two is not a magic number. If you could do it in halves, it's already pachas mikezayis. If you do it in thirds, you could do it in quarters, and the mechatesis should only be in halves. Whereas Reb Shula Levi holds that even the smallest kaimitz has at least shnei zeisim. So therefore, when you makter it in halves, it's always going to be a kezayis. So there's no raya from the Mishnah. Apparently, without a raya, we can't on our own say it could be aktar, you could have aktar b'chusum kezayis. But the Mishnah says it could be aktar b'chusum kezayis, so it says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah says you could have aktar b'chusum kezayis, because the Mishnah says that every kaimitz could be divided in half. That includes kaimitzim that are less than shnei zeisim. So it says in the Mishnah that Torah could be chusum mikazayis. If it says in the Mishnah that Torah could be chusum mikazayis, then it follows that why should we stop at halves? You could do it in thirds. Rabbi Shulman Levi says no. Ain kaimitz bochash mishnei zeisim. So for the Mishnah, there's no warrant. For the Mishnah, there's no warrant to say that that is Torah chusum mikazayis. And I guess without a warrant, we can't on our own. We have to assume the minimum. Maybe even more. Maybe say a little bit more. Maybe that. If there's a kaimitz pachash mishnei zeisim like Rabbi Yochanan holds, so the Mishnah is telling me they can have a tarp chusim mikazayis, so they can already do it in thirds. But the Mishnah said pamayim. Why did the Mishnah say pa'ami pa'amim? It was like maybe. But l'chor, there's a question here. But what I'm trying to address, just because Rabbi Shulman Levi holds that every kaimitz has two zeisim. So therefore, yes, it's true that from the Mishnah there's no raya that you can have a Torah chusim mikazayis. But there's no raya that you can't. So how does Reb Shulman Levi know that ain't a Torah chusim mikazayis? Maybe there is a Torah chusim mikazayis. Like how does Rabbi Yochanan has a raya. Rabbi Yochanan knows there is a kaimus pachas mishnei zeisim, so that it's muchach in the Mishnah there's a Torah chusim mikazayis. But according to Reb Shulman Levi, yes, true. Every kaimus has shnei zeisim. So there's no raya from the Mishnah that you can have a Torah chusim mikazayis. But l'chayr, there's no raya the other way either. So still in all, how does Reb Shulman Levi know that there's no haktar b'chusim mikazayis? So maybe the pshat is like this. Just check up in the pshat of it. Maybe the pshat is, it wouldn't hurt to have a marker. I think it's in my desk, in the middle of the drawer, that's like this. That you sit under, this should be a marker. Maybe the pshat is like this, that the Mishnah says pamayim. The Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush. Why did the Mishnah only say pamayim? It's a little bit tzar in the Mishnah itself. Why? So that depends. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that yesh kaimitz pachash mishnei zeisim, so already says in the Mishnah you can have a ketar chusum mikazayis. So then it's not a pattern in the Mishnah. Why did it say pamayim? Why didn't it say shalosh pamayim? What's the difference? 2, 3, 4. It's already less than the kazai, so it makes no difference. So the Mishnah didn't need to say pa'ami pa'amim. But according to Rabbi Shulman Levi, that the minimum, that even the smallest kaimis still has shnei zeisim. So when the Mishnah says pamayim, that means that that's a case where there's a kazai in each haktara, then it's really a kash in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah only say pamayim? The Mishnah should have said a bigger chiddush, even shalosh pa'amim. Akoch, the Mishnah holds that shalosh pa'amim is takanoga, because you have haktara kazai. By the posh of the shop. Okay, so let's just put up the sheet that's on the board just so we can refer back to it, and now we don't need it about it. So it says, take the of Hamayim. The Mishnah says, take the claims of Hamayim. So Yeshua Levi says, only two. Dafta Hamayim, because Ein Akhtar plus Mikazayas. I'm going to make a poke up. Ein claim is, but
Who leaves the ladies to have it up? Anything else? I feel a three or four. Because Yeish Kaimitz. Sorry. The Yeish Kaimitz Bakus Mishnei Zaysim. Yeish Hatara. That means like therefore it follows from the Mishnah. Yeish Hatara. So the relationship between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan and the two statements of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, according to the way we're explaining the Gemara, is since Rabbi Shmuel Levi holds in claimants bachush mishnei zaysim, so therefore we don't see in the Mishnah that there's aktor klusim ikizayis, and then forget the Mishnah's meduyik only pamayim and not pamu habri, because pamayim is a kizayis and pamu habri wouldn't be a kizayis. And Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Rabbi Yochanan holds, since there is a claim as Bachash Mishnei Zaysim, so therefore it's Meduik in the Mishnah that there's Haktar Kusim Mikazayis. What's the relationship between Yesh claim as Bachash Mishnei Zaysim and Yesh Haktar Kusim Mikazayis? It's not so much that they have a logical relationship. Logically, maybe you can have a claim as Bachash Mishnei Zaysim and still require Haktar Kazayis. The relationship is, but what can we infer from the Mishnah? Since Yesh claim as Bachash Mishnei Zaysim, and the Mishnah says you could divide the claimants in half, and the Mishnah doesn't say only if you're a big claim. It sounds like even if you're a small claim, you could divide the claimants in half. Well, if you're a small claim, your claimant's not going to hold Shnei Zaysim. So that means if you divide it in half, it's going to be Chusami Gezayis. So therefore, it follows from the Mishnah that Yesh Haftara Chusami Gezayis. Okay, that's the Sugyan Chavah. Then there's another Sugyan. The Sugyan Men Anun Ches. The Gemara brings a Braisa, which is the branch that's quoted, that Agamor also talks about. Tana Rabbanon, the bottom of Nuches, from an Aleph. Tana Rabbanon. Sa'or Bal Taktiru. That's Kilu, the Pasuk. I mean, the Pasuk says, Sa'or, he's called Sa'or, but called Vash, Lois Taktiru, and then Elisha Lashem. So the Torah says, Sa'or, Lois Taktiru, Bal Taktiru means Lois Taktiru. Ainly El Kulay. Maybe that's only Kulay. Which reading the Bryce now. Kulay. Miktsosim inayim. Tamadloy mekoil. So from the word koil, we're marba even miktsosai. Eruvim inayim. Tamadloy mekichoil. And we saw in the Gemara in Pesach, and the Gemara says this is Rabbi Lezer who dashes his koil, and therefore a koil is one drosha, and kichoil is a separate drosha. There are plunder, Rabbi Lezer don't dash in koil. They dash in kichoil, but it's just one drosha. But Rabbi Lezer dashes koil all by itself, so kichoil becomes a double drosha. So this price is going, Agamar says this price is going like Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, yes, right. So anyway, the words of my comment, what do these words mean? What's mitzas and what's eruvai? Omer Rabbi Hochin comment. So Eubal Taktiru Ein Lea Lekizayis Chatzi Zayis Minayin Tamadoy Mekoil Eruvai Minayin Tamadoy Mekichel Rob Omer Hochin comment. So Eubal Taktiru Ein Lea Lekoimitz Chatzi Koimitz Minayin Tamadoy Mekoil Eruvai Minayin Tamadoy Mekichel. Okay, so what do we have?
We have a braisa. Bryce and Marva, two things. From Ki, from Marva and Mitzosai, and from Kol Adek, and from Kichel, from Marva Eruvai, and Machlek is a Bayanova, what it is. First, put a bite out here near the parallel of the vehicle. So, Abai says that means less than kazayis. Less than a kazayis. And Eruvai, well, the word is explaining what Eruvai is. It means to tell you this, we'll see later. And Rava says, Mitzasai means less than a kaimitz, but it's a whole kazayis. Kochs and Kaimitz. But there is a Kazayas. So you need a Kazayas to be Chayef for Balkantiro. And then again, Eruve, the more divisive, the more it doesn't spell out what's Eruve. Okay, so that's the beginning. So anyway, so the Maikam Ifli, what's the Nikudas Amachaikas? The Maikam Ifli. A bias over Yesh Kaimitz Kochs Mishne Zaysen. Yesh Akhtar Kochs Mishne Zaysen. Kazayas. Rav Omer ain't Kaimitz Kochs Mishne Zaysen. Same Shani as we had in the Mar before. So Rava says, "Ein Kaimitz, Kochus Mishnei Zaysin, and Ein Torah, Kochus Mishnei Zaysin." Same as Shula Levi. And Abai holds Yesh Kaimitz, Kochus Mishnei Zaysin, and Yesh Akhtar. I'm saying it faster. Oh, yeah, and Yesh Akhtar. Who's trying to listen to Mark? Push up shot. Looking at Rashi. Push up shot. What's push trying to work? Well, a little bit we sort of glean right away. Rava, who says that you need a kazayas to be chayav for Baal Fetiru. So I understand he must hold Ein Haftorah Pusim Mikazayis, because if it's not a Mais Haftorah, then you're not chayav for Baal Fetiru. Abaye, who learns the Pshat and Mitzosoi that you're chayav even for less than a kazayas, so I understand that he must hold Yesh Haftorah Pusim Mikazayis, because if you're chayav for less than a kazayas, it must be that you have a Mais Haftorah that's less than a kazayas. So a little bit of the Gemara we understand. But what's the connection to Yesh Chaimitz? Yesh Kaimitz Bachus Mishnei Zaysin, Ein Kaimitz Bachus Mishnei Zaysin. How does that enter into it? That's not immediately obvious what that means. We understood it in the Gemara before, in the Gemara in Chavod. There it meant, what can you infer from the Mishnah? From the fact that the Mishnah says you could divide the Kaimitz in half, does that show me that you could have Akhtar Kus Mikazais? Because if you could, again, because if you hold like Shum Levi, if you hold like a Yochanan, that the small kohen has a chaimitz that's less than shnei zaysin, then it says in the Mishnah that you could divide it in half, and therefore it says in the Mishnah that yesh haftarah klusim mikizayis. So the yesh chaimitz bachus mishnei zaysin piece of it, or the ein chaimitz bachus mishnei zaysin, what that's doing is telling me, you know, what can I see in the Mishnah? Can I infer from the Mishnah that yesh haftarah klusim mikizayis, or maybe I have to infer from the Mishnah other end that ein haftarah klusim mikizayis? But in the Gemara in Menches, not so clear. What's this ein kaimis business? What does the size of the kaimis have to do with anything? And the kudda is, if the Torah says a ribui, that you don't have to be mapped to the whole kaimis to be chayav, it's enough to be mapped here in mitzas. But you need a mais haftorah. What's a mais haftorah? Is a mais haftorah a kazayas, or is a mais haftorah less than a kazayas? Well, I understand why they're talking about ein haftorah and yesh haftorah. Not so clear why they're talking about ein kaimis and yesh kaimis. So Taisus says, that the Gemara means like this. That if I had no ribui of kol, so I would say you need a whole kol. That seems to be a Gemara without it. That's smashed with the Gemara anyway. That without any psukim, I would say you need a kaimitz shalom. Robert said it first that way. Ainli ela kaimitz. Chatzi kaimitz minayit. Without a psukim, I would have said the whole akhtar has to be sorry in order to be chai. What's called the whole akhtar? The whole kaimitz has to be sorry. So Teres is Kohl, and Kohl tells me, no, you don't have to be mapped here a whole Kohlitz. It's enough to be mapped here half a Kohlitz. So how much is half a Kohlitz? Well, since Rava holds that every Kohlitz is two Zaysim, at least, so half a Kohlitz is at least a Kazayas. So therefore, in the Rebuy of Kohl, it only says that you don't need a kaimitz. It's enough to have a kazayas, but it doesn't say less than a kazayas.
So we have to assume that he'd be kazayis. That generally speaking, the shira is, you know, in svara, there's minimum shira should be a kazayis. Abai holds that a kaimetz is less than shnei zaysim, and the Torah said kol, and kol means a half. So how much is half of less than shnei zaysim? Less than a kazayis. So it says in kol that you can have after of course in a kazayis. That's the taste of the trap in the Gemara. That it's a limit from the pasuk. Now, of course, this Tosis is making a certain, and he's making a certain assumption. What's the assumption that Tosis is making? That kol means a half. Basically, kol means a half. You know, where does it say? Maybe kol means three quarters. Like, how do they know? Maybe a kaimitz is less than shnei zaysim, and if that a pasuk, I would say you need the whole kaimitz. And now the Torah says, no, you don't need the whole kaimitz. All you need is a kazayis. Kazayis is more than half of a kaimitz. So what? Without a pasuk, go say you need the whole kaimitz. Now that there's a pasuk, the Torah is marah, but that it's enough to do it to have a kazayis, but less than a kazayis make a place. So Tosfos asks this as a kasha. That's what Tosfos says. And Tosfos says it was mesaber to them that the drasha of kol means they have the bottom places. This is in Toma. Akati mi noli le abaye le rabbis chatsi zayis. Dilma ki osu ko le rabbis ki zayis. Afo pi she'en boi kidei. Afo pi she'en boi kidei kaimus. Afo pi she'en boi kidei kaimus. How does abaye know that it would be marbe less than a kizayis? Maybe we're only being marbe a kizayis. And the Torah is telling you, you're chai about a kizayis, even though it's not a claim of shalom. The Torah's answer is, v'yish leimar, the svaru, the ribuya dekel, also le rabbis chatsi shir. The svaru that is half. And not three quarters. I don't know where the svar comes from. Some it's a svar. And when the Torah is coming to be marbe, the Rebbe is coming to cut it in half. Okay, so that's a place of obviously a certain doifik in that shot, but that's a place of shot in this Gemara. Tosfos also says an interesting thing. So it comes out that we have like this going first. We have two machlokes in parallel machlokes in the Gemara Chavav and the Gemara Daf Nunches, which in a way the sugyas are independent. Two independent sugyas, they come to parallel results. Fundamentally, they're independent. This, the Gemara in Chavav is talking about what can we infer from the Mishnah. What can we infer from the Mishnah? And the Gemara Daf Nunches is talking about what can we infer from the Pasuk. And each sugya goes on an independent trajectory, and it's interesting, and I guess just fortuitous, that they happen to use exactly the same lashonis. Yesh kaimus bachus mishnei zayim, and yesh akdar pusim kizayis. Same lashon as you have in both gemaras, but it means sort of different things. In the sugya chavav, what does it mean? Yesh kaimus bachus mishnei zayim, and yesh akdar pusim kizayis. In the sugya chavav, it means that since there's a kaimus bachus mishnei zayim. And the Mishnah says you could divide the claimants in half. You could be makdir pamayim. So it's mukhuk from the Mishnah that yesh akhtar b'chusim ikizayis. That's the chisui mechzer in her verich mishnah and chavav. And that in the ches, we're always saying yesh claimants b'chus mishnah zaysim yesh akhtar b'chusim ikizayis. There it means yesh claimants b'chus mishnah zaysim. And therefore, when the Torah said kol and it said it's mistaber that kol means a half of what I would have known without the kol. That's always mistaken. So therefore, since without the kol you need a kol, you would need a kol mishalim. So now with the kol you need half of a kol mitz, and half of a kol mitz is less than a kazayis. So therefore, the pasuk tells me yesh akhtar plusim kazayis. So you know the missing words are very different than daf chavod than they are daf nunches. But still, okay, that's not asking a kapshe. It comes out that these are really different than ours. They don't even mean they're talking about the same halachic issue. What's called the ma'is akhtar. But the connection between Yesh Kaimitz Pachas Mishnah Zayisim and Yesh Akhtar Pusim Kizayis is different, means something else in Daf Chavav than it means in Daf Nunches. Taisha then goes on and says that actually, that so these are maybe two independent Gemaras. Then Taisha goes on and he says, and he's falcon this, that maybe the Gemaras are, even though they seem to be unrelated, I mean, unrelated. I mean, they're obviously bottom line Yesh Hatar, they're talking about the same halachic issue, but otherwise they're totally independent. But Tosfos, maybe there is a connection that maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokhe, that Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rabbi Yochanan rather, maybe their machlokes if Yesh Hatar Klusim Mikizayis or Ein Hatar Klusim Mikizayis is learned out from the pasuk. And it's therefore based on the machlokes between Rav and Abai, how to understand the drasha of the pasuk. So Rav Shul Levi and Rav Yochanan never told me, they're only arguing about how much I can infer from the Mishnah. But they never told me all the, you know, further, if you dig deeper, they never told me, but where does it say in Torah? According to Rav Yochanan, that there's Akhtar Pusim Ikizayis, where does it say that in Torah? According to Rav Shul Levi, that ain't Akhtar Pusim Ikizayis, where does it say that in Torah? They're only telling me what it says in the Mishnah. But what does it say in Chumash? How do we know this from the Chumash? They didn't talk about it. So Tosfos says maybe it comes from the Drasha of Sar. Even though this is a drasha about Isurim, the Isra of Bantatiru. This is a drasha about how to be Makdir of Korba. This is a Gemara about how to be Makdir of Minchok Sheira. What's the proper procedure for being Makdir of Teres? Can you do it in halves? Can you do it in thirds? So, but nonetheless, maybe the Torah tells me that for the Isra of Hakar Sa'ar, the Shir is Ayas, if you hold like Rav, or the Shir is Potus Mikzayas, if you hold like Abaye, maybe that drasha. And in particular, if there's a drasha, according to Abai, there's a drasha that there's Akhtar Kusim Mikizayis. Kol Sa'ar is a drasha that Legabi Isra Akhtar Sa'ar get Akhtar Kusim Mikizayis. So maybe Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Lechat Chili can be Makhtar Pachas Mikizayis, learned it out from the drasha that says by the Isra of Akhtar Sa'ar. Since the Isra of Akhtar Sa'ar is Pachas Mikizayis, so in a kosher Akhtar, you could be Makhtar Pachas Mikizayis. And Rabba doesn't have that drasha. As far as he's concerned, the Isser Sa'ar is only when Abaye Kizayis. It's because without a drasha, without a drasha to the contrary, we assume we have to stop at the Kizayis. And it's a Stavah term, it's half. You know, Torah says it's half of a Kaimis, half of a Kaimis is a Kizayis. We don't have a drasha to be marked more than that, so we have to stop at the Kizayis. So since Lagabi Isser, after our Sa'ar, the drasha only stopped at the Kizayis. So Lagabe being Makdal Chatchil, also the svar is that Yeshak Torah Kusim mi Kizayis. That's what Tosfos adds, that maybe there's a connection in that way, but the connection runs, or maybe there's a logical connection between the sukkahs, but the connection runs from Rav and Abai back to Shmuel Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, what's logically prior? Rav and Abai. How to dash in the Pasuk. Based on how to dash in the Pasuk, Rav Shmuel Levi and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokes about what does it say in the Mishnah. And this is a question because we find another area where we find in a different place of halacha that Akhtar for sure has to be a Kizayis. That's the Gabi Akhtar's chutz. The Makdir Akhtar's chutz puts them, you know, outside of the Mizbeach. So you're over this year of doing Avodah Bachutz. So that the Mishnah's Beferish this year is Kizayis. Now I'm signing up like Zorba Nabai. Everybody agrees that's a Ferish Mishnah. The Shir is a Kizayis. So how does that work? Why is the Shir a Kizayis? If Yeshav Torah Kusim a Kizayis, then why over there by a Paris Kusim the Shir a Kizayis? So in that, Tosfos is too broadly speaking to Mahalchim. I'm not going to read the Tosfos inside, but Tosfos is broadly to Mahalchim. Either that maybe Taka, we can't extrapolate from this Sisar. Maybe in general, Haktar has to be a Kizayis because the story should be a Kizayis. Torah Sar is a special jazz and custom that you need to design. Torah Sar is a special jazz custom that you don't need a Kazayas. According to Abaye, that Kodal means less than a Kazayas, so that's a plus by Sar, but I don't extrapolate from Sar to everywhere else. By other Isuri Akhtar is close, then you talk and need a Kazayas. If that's the case, then you can't say, like Tosfos said, that we learn Kosher Akhtar from Sa'ar. Sa'ar is a special din that you need high b'chayim less than the Kizayis. But by default, in other areas, you need a haftar of a Kizayis. So then, if you're going to say like that, then you're not going to be able to maintain that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing based on Abaye and Rav. Then we'll have to say that Rabbi Shulman Levi says you need a Kizayis for haftar. Might agree that by Sa'ar you don't. Maybe Sa'ar might agree with Abaye. There's a possibility that you don't need a Kizayis. But there's no pasuk by Shmuel Levi would say, but by Akhtar Cherry, there's no pasuk. So there, in Akhtar Pusim Kizayis. He doesn't explain, but what about according to Rabbi Yochanan that Yesh Akhtar Pusim Kizayis? Why is it different than Akhtar Chutz? I don't think that just explains that. It's a little kasha. Any of that. Then at the end of the Tosfos, he goes back and he says, no, maybe everything is connected, like he said originally, and from Haktoros, from Sa'or, we can learn back to Chotzer Haktora. And he says, but Haktoros Chutz is different. Let's explain why. It's interesting. It's a mitzvah. Explain what it means. So he says maybe the last line. You need more of a point everybody. Meaning, really, if Sor is less than the Kazayas, then this is also less than the Kazayas. Yeshir Haktor is less than the Kazayas. Haktor is chutz, you need more. Haktor is chutz, everybody gives you more, there you have to have a Kazayas. Sosmu v'le pirshu. Why? If Haktor could ask that, if Yesh Haktor plus me Kazayas, even like Abi Bimakta Chatilo, so why is Haktor is chutz any different? I don't know what's the pshat in that, but that's what Taisu says. Al Kapanim, going back to the Pshat and Gemara, so we have here, we understand that Tosfos and the Pshat and Gemara, these are basically two separate sukkahs. The words, Yesh, Chaymet, Spachish, Mishnei Zaysim, Yesh, Akhtar, Kusim, Kezayis, that Abai said in Munches, and that Rabbi Yochanan said in Dav Chavov, sound the same, but actually mean something different. Emes, Rabbi Yochanan said in Dav Chavov, I would have said maybe from Shachling more differently. Because Tosfos has to be soibel something, which L'chor is a very big level. This idea that Kol means a half. That's very hard to understand. Why does Kol have to mean a half? But Tosfos needs it because he needs to explain this himself. The Gemara says, Yesh Chaim is Pachos Mishnei Zaysim, therefore Yesh Akhtar is Pachos Mishnei Zaysim. How does one follow from the other? Yesh Chaim is Pachos Mishnei Zaysim, maybe after us to be a Kazayis. Maybe a claimant is less than Shnei Zaysim, and the Torah is telling me that you're chayiv not only for claimant sholim, but even for 5.6 of a claimant's kezayis, less than a kezayis of Adonai. Places says that kasha. What's found in Abai? Where's Abai see? Just because Yesh claimant is brought from Shnei Zaysim, therefore Yesh Haftarah plus from kezayis. Where's that fall? Places has to say it's a svar that Kol means they have. That's a lot to say. That's a mouthful. I would have said Ilmole de Beatrices. I would have said maybe that's not the Pshat L'chaf. Maybe the Pshat is that this Yesh Chaimetz that the Gemara is saying on the Vav is just referencing what it said on Daf Chavav. What it said in the Chaz is referencing what it said on Daf Chavav. In other words, maybe when Abai said Yesh Chaimetz Bachus Mishnezesim Yesh Akra Kusun Kizayis, when the Gemara says that Abai holds, Abai is sober, Yesh Kavah is Fokot Nuzayis, and Yesh Akhtar Kusim Nikizayis, the Gemara is simply quoting Rabbi Yechon on Adav Chavov. Rabbi Yechon on Adav Chavov said that Yesh Akhtar Kusim Nikizayis. And therefore it follows from the Mishnah that you can be, since the Mishnah says you can be Makhtar Pamayim, so it follows from the Mishnah, Yesh Akhtar Kusim Nikizayis. So that's what Abai holds. That Yesh Haftarah Pchusim because Yesh Kaim is Pachus Mishnei Zaysim, and therefore there's a riot from the Mishnah that Yesh Haftarah Pchusim Mikizayis. So if Yesh Haftarah Pchusim Mikizayis, so the Torah said you don't need a claim of Sholem by Sor, so what do you need? Only a Mais Haftarah. Well, what's the smallest Mais Haftarah? Pchusim Mikizayis. Why should you need a Kizayis? The Mais Haftarah is even less than a Kizayis. And Rava holds that like Rav Shulam Levi, that Yesh that ain't claimants. And therefore it follows from the Mishnah, why the Mishnah only talk about Pamayim and not Pa'omim Pa'omim? It follows the Mishnah must be telling me because that you need a Kezayis. And since the minimum Shir of Haktorah by Haktorah Sher is a Kezayis, so therefore when the Torah said you don't need to claim the Sholem to the Chayat Pesar, so you go down to a Shir Haktorah. Well, what's a Shir Haktorah? The Mishnah says a Shir Haktorah is a Kezayis. This is not a strange thing to say. I mean, there's many Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is quoting the whole memory. Abai Sova Yesh Chaimus Pachus Mishnezesim Yesh Akhtar Kusim Mikizayis. The Yesh Chaimus Pachus Mishnezesim has nothing to do with the pasuk. The Yesh Chaimus Pachus Mishnezesim is a reference back to the Mishnah and to the Gemara Daf Chavav. Because Yesh Chaimus Pachus Mishnezesim and the Mishnah says he can be makdip amayim, so therefore you see in the Mishnah that Yesh Akhtar Kusim Mikizayis, a Mais Akhtar doesn't have to be a Kizayis. My Sakhtar doesn't have to be a Kazayis. What is it? And what does it say by Sar? By Sar it says,
You don't need a Kaima Shalom, you need a Maisa HaKtara. What's a Maisa HaKtara? So Kilu Gemara is saying, what's a Maisa HaKtara? See Dafka Vavam and Av. Chalom over there. Take a look over there. There we have a Machlekes. What's a Maisa HaKtara based on how to learn the Mishnah? Whether Yesh Kaima is Bach, Mishnah says Eisim and Av. The Rebbe here is, this is not like Tosfos, but the Rebbe here is, now I don't need the Doicha that it's just, that the Pasuk is Nisavu, the Pasuk means exactly a half. When it says Koil, it's coming to be Marbe half of a Koimus. I don't need that. The Torah is coming to be Marbe that you don't need a Koimus Shalom, you need a Mais Haftar. That's what Koil is. Koil says, you don't need a Koimus Shalom, all you need is a Mais Haftar. The Torah is not telling me what's a Mais Haftar. What's a Mais Haftar? It doesn't say anything in this Pasuk. But we know from the Mishnah that a Mais HaKtorah is, depending on how you learn the Mishnah, Chavok, that a Mais HaKtorah, if it's Pa'amim v'loi Pa'amim Pa'amim, so a Mais HaKtorah is a Kazayis. If it's Pa'amim v'afilu Pa'amim Pa'amim, then a Mais HaKtorah is Pusim v'Kazayis. The Torah by Sa'ar says, you don't need a Kaim Shalom, all you need is a Mais HaKtorah. The equivalent, the minimum HaKtorah that you could be makdir by a HaKtorah Ksher. And what is that? Chalikas Ravim Shubalevi, that's the same Chalikas of Bayanor. If you learn like that, then obviously the if you want to know which sukkah is logically prior, quite the face is the machlekes of Bayanor was logically prior. You start with the machlekes in the pasuk, cattle in the pasuk. From there, you get a machlekes about what's the minimum haktara, and then you go to the sukkah in Chavav. Oh, the, that therefore tells me how to learn pshat. You know, that was maybe will give me a predilection how I'm going to learn therefore pshat in the give me a. You know, it's going to determine for me how I have to learn pshat in the Mishnah. According to what I'm suggesting, the connection between two sukkahs is just the opposite. You start with the sukkah in Chavav. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Machlekes how to learn the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? What's the minimum shear of a kosher akhtar? If you learn pa'amim, v'lei pa'amim, it says in the Mishnah that a minimum, the Mishnah is meduyik, that only pa'amim, but not pa'amim. So it says in the Mishnah that a minimum akhtar is the kazayis. If you learn that on the other hand, that there are kayhanim who have a small kaimitz, and yet you can be makhtar pa'amim. So it says in the Mishnah that akhtar is pusim kazayis, and that's even pa'amim harbi. So that's how you start. That's the sugya that's logically prior, is a machlekes based on the Mishnah. Is what is the minimum shear of a kosher akhtar? Based on that, the Gemara Daf Nun Vav and Daf Nun Ches has a machlokes about a posel akhtar sa'ar. The Torah said ki chol that in order to be chayav for sa'ar, it doesn't have to be the whole koimetz. All it has to be is a minimum is the smallest ma'aseh akhtar. Well, what's the smallest ma'aseh akhtar? So the Gemara references you back to the Gemara Daf Chavav. Yeah, this is not the way Tosfos learned the Gemara. But I don't know why. Probably this is a very attractive shot in the Gemara. The one thing you have to be sober with, but I don't think it's a doichik at all, is that when the Gemara said Yesh Kaimitz Pachas Mishnei Zaysim without Limches, it doesn't mean anything without the Drosha. It's just quoting in full the whole phrase from the Gemara Daf Chavav. It really makes sense more than the Gemara Daf Chavav. The Gemara Daf Limches simply referencing the Gemara Daf Chavav, because that's where we see a machlekes based on the Mishnah of what's the minimum Mais HaKtorah. What about Rashi? How does Rashi learn? We're leaving Rashi for last. Usually Rashi, the Rabban says Rashi is loy mishpat ha-bechayr. But since Rashi is hard, it's cryptic. So we're now taking the Rashi over there in Menachos. If you have a Gemara in Menachos, maybe you should have told you things. It's good to take a look. So the way we have the printed Rashi in Menachos, very quickly. Rashi says, "Abayi sova yesh kaimis pachus mishnei zaysim." The bottom Rashi and that nunches on the dalim. I'm going to write it out. How many guys have in front of them? Oh, almost everybody. Good. Okay. So if you don't, still look on with the guy next to you. Doesn't. So the bottom Rashi, "Abayi sova yesh kaimis pachus mishnei zaysim." Look, Rashi. We're over here. So Rashi says, if I didn't have any koil, if I only had leisaktiru, baltaktiru, so I would have said you need a whole koimus. The chayven b'yesh koimus pachish musay zaysim, and since a koimus is less than two zaysim, so ashimina kol yisera, so therefore the word koil is coming to tell me. And then Rashi sort of stops talking in the middle of the sentence. Rashi and Kol Yisera, okay, what? Then we have the next Rashi. V'yesh HaKtorah Pusim Mikazayis.
there is hakdor chutz mikazayis. But chenami aminim ba'kaimitz hik the kaimitz ba'mayim shera. So mishnah mechavav. If you learn like a Yechonah, which Rashi doesn't really tell me even. Rashi just spell it out. It says that Rashi tells me, and the Mishnah also says this way. Well, it only says in the Mishnah if you learn like a Yechonah, if you learn like a Shuvah Levi. Rashi sort of taken for granted that we're, you know, we're going to set up. Hilkach hafilu pachas mikazai is chayim. And what's the hilkach? Hilkach what? Maybe it stands by itself. Yesh hakdor pachas mikazai is, like it says in the Mishnah. And therefore, you could be chayim even out of pachas mikazai is. The Seder Rashi is very funny. Rashi should have said, Yesh HaKtor Chusim, from the Mishnah Chavav is just bringing the right, or a parallel. So he should first say, the way Rashi ought to say, the way Rashi should have said like this, Yesh HaKtor Chusim Mikizayis, Hilka Chafil Tophus Mikizayis Chai. Because that's the Pshat Melor. Yesh HaKtor Chusim Mikizayis. Therefore, you're Chai, there was Marba, Kosar, you don't declare Shalom, only there's a nice HaKtor. So since the Maisak Torah is less than the Kazayas, so therefore you chayiv even on Pachas Mikazayas. And then if Rashi wants to tell me there's a parallel elsewhere, so he should have said, V'hochanami amina perakat kaimitz, amina ba kaimitz, that ik declines the pamayim shem. Because this is after, first Rashi is saying the thought. Since Yesh HaTorah Pachas Mikazayas, therefore you chayiv even on Pachas Mikazayas. Then Rashi wants to tell me that you have a similar thing elsewhere, so now, afterwards, he should say, you have the same thing in Daf Chavav. And moreover, Rashi should explain that that's only according to Yerchan, not according to Peshuv Levi. But it's not so much that it's really a parallel elsewhere. We have a parallel machlokes elsewhere, but it's not like there's a parallel. You can't just say, well, the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says like this only according to Rabbi Yechonah. If already the Rashi just wants to bring a parallel, well, the Rashi is very soft, so what does Rashi want? I don't know. All things being equal, you want to pass my Rav and Rabbi Levi, because Allah is like Rav against the body and like Rabbi Levi against Rabbi Yechonah. Oh, the Ram's not so popular, actually. It's too early to see that. See Ziri, so we're going to buy it up. We still have to see Ziri in Agamemnon. Because that's a really good shot at how the Ziri could. Okay, we're not going to get to that today, that's for sure. So the Rashi is very cryptic. The two Rashi's. The first Rashi is very cryptic because he only said like half a sentence and then he stalled. And then the second Rashi is very cryptic that he threw in the Mishnah before he finished the thought. So in the Oysel Hadin Oras, what's this one?
Yeah. If the two Machlokes line up, then it'll be problematic if you won't know the Yochanan. But if we said that the Machlokes by Amara was within or statement of Yochanan, right, that's why we would have recorded it.
Okay. But then why is he even quoting it? Because Rabbah could also agree to that. Certainly Rashi should finish the book. He should finish what's in the Gale here. And then he should say, there's a chaykus and chavav, and if he wants to talk about it, he doesn't want to talk about it, whatever it is, but he should first say what he wants to say. Especially, certainly, if Rashi held like Tosfos, that the connection between the two sugyas is that we start with the Bayi and Rabbah, because he has the Kosel, and then, based on that, if you're doing the Rishon Kishanam, like this is in the Chavav, then Rashi not matching that way at all, because then Rashi should talk about the Mishnah Chavav after he finished. He should say what he should say there, V'yesh HaKtor Chusim Mikizayis, and therefore Yichai, therefore HaKtor Chusim Mikizayis, and then he should say, and therefore there's a Machlokes, therefore Rabbi Shmuel Levi holds in, Rabbi Yochanan holds in that Chavav, that V'yesh HaKtor Chusim Mikizayis. Rashi says the other way around. He starts with the Chavav.
But I don't think Rashi Mashma like the pshat that I wanted to say either. But this Rashi actually, if it stood by itself, this second Rashi, maybe we can learn like I wanted to say pshat in the way. But Yeshar Kar Kusumi Kazayas, so why Rashi puts the Moel Chavav before he gets to the conclusion that Yeshar Kar Kusumi Kazayas. Maybe that would conduce to the way of Mahalach that I was suggesting. That it starts with the Gemara in Chavav. In the Gemara in Chavav, it says Yeshak Torah Pusim Mikazayis. If you learn the Mishnah that way. And because Yeshak Torah Pusim Mikazayis, so therefore when the Torah says that you don't need to claim a Shalom, all you need is a Ma'isak Torah is Pusim Mikazayis. And in this Rashi, actually, the Mahalach that I'm suggesting would read very well then. Because now Rashi's putting the horse before the cart, the way he should. Rashi said, Yeshar Torah Pusim Mikazayis. How do you know? How does everybody know Torah Pusim Mikazayis? Maybe that Torah is a Kazayis. So Tosafot would say, because it's sure that the Torah of the Pusim means exactly a half. Rashi doesn't have it. So Rashi, how do you know Torah Pusim Mikazayis? Because it's a Mishnah. Abai thinks it's a Mishnah because that Torah Pusim Mikazayis, because Abai learns the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, since Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, so since there's a Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, so it says in the Mishnah that it makes that Torah is Pachish Mikazayis. Because it says Pahamim. And if Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, then Pahamim is already less than a Kazayis. So it says in the Mishnah, it's Akhtar Kusim Mikazayis. Therefore, when it comes to Sa'or, when the Torah said, you don't need a whole Kaimitz, all you need is a Ma'isak Torah, what's a Ma'isak Torah? Pachas Mikazayis. So this Rashi would stem very well with the Mahalach that I wanted to suggest before. But the Rashi before doesn't sound really. Because the Rashi before, Abai Sa'or Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, Mulei Sakhiru, the claim is Sholei Mashmo. Okay, so far so good. But then he says the chayman sheyesh chaymas pachish misnezesim vif ashmeinim kol yisera. Now it's half a sentence. Rashi didn't say it. Right? Now, we don't know how Rashi is supposed to finish the sentence, but certainly it says in the Rashi that because there's that the yesh chaymas pachish misnezesim is not just a reference to the Gemara in Chavav. It's a way to learn the pasuk because yesh neid, because there's a chaymas pachish misnezesim. So therefore, that affects how I learn pshat in the pasuk. The fact that Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, when the Mahalach was suggesting, the fact that Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason does not have any direct effect on the Pasuk. The fact that Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason just tells me how to learn the Mishnah Chavot, which then tells me that the Mishnah must hold the Yesh HaTorah Pachish Mikazayis. And then the Pasuk, since the Pasuk says you don't need a Kaimus Shalom, all you need is a Ma'isak Torah, a Ma'isak Torah is Pachish Mishnah Jason. But Rashi puts the fact that Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason in the Drush itself. Because Yesh Kaimus Pachish Mishnah Jason, therefore, the Torah, when it said koil, I guess the missing words have to be that Yesh HaTorah Pachas Mikazayis. Where does it say in the fact that Yesh Kaimus Pachas Mikazayis directly that therefore the words koil mean less than Mikazayis? That sounds more like Tosfos, that the Torah means a half. So if Yesh Kaimus Pachas Mikazayis, so therefore Ashmein and Kol Yisera, that they are chayav for a half. Okay, but so then we have a steer between the two Dibur and Rashi. So l'chatchila, I'll tell you too, l'chatchila I was reading the Rashi, I thought that maybe Takatosh, that Rashi really holds like the Mahalach I'm suggesting. And the last words in this Rashi, the Chaylin Sheish Chaymus Bachish Mishnezesim Ashmin and Kol Yisera, which anyway don't seem to make any sense because he never finishes the sentence. So maybe that's a Haggah or something. And maybe the person doing the Haggah like ran out of paper in the middle of his Haggah. So that's it, we'll just take it out. And then the Rashi is like the Mahalach that I was suggesting.
In the second Rashi, it says the Hakadami, so something that's a support, not like a source.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's also a good point. The way in the Hakadami, I'm saying it's really stronger than the Hakadami. It's like the Hakadami. This is the limud. The limud is, since it says that Yechayev for a, not a kind of Shalom only, but Yechayev even for a Ma'isak Torah, and what's a Ma'isak Torah? Well, we don't look more at the Hakadami, we weak instead of stronger word. That's also true. So afterwards, I saw in the Eisel Hodeh Gemaras, I'm sure based on some manuscript or whatever they have, they're Magin the Rashi, very beautifully. They're Magin the Rashi that it's one dibur, not two dibur, it's one long, it's one dibur. And the first word in Rashi on the top of Mechesim and Beis is not V'yesh HaKtara, but V'yesh HaKtara. The Rashi reads like this. So what are we gaining over this? What we're gaining is that the Rashi and Amud Aleph finishes the sentence. That's for sure we're getting. That Ashmeinah and Kol Yisera, since there's a claim of Sparchas Mishnei Zaysim, so therefore Ashmeinah and Kol Yisera, that Yesh HaKtar, Parchas Mikazayas. But we still have the tension in the Rashi, that then, if that's the if they're right, and we can't be honest, that that's probably the right gears in the Rashi. And I'm sure they must have had a basis. So on the one hand, but we have a tension now in the Rashi, because the first Rashi, the first segment of the Rashi, it sounds like Rashi going like Tosfos there. Since Yesh Kaimus Mishnei Zeh, Parchus Mishnei Zeysim, so since you have a Kaimus that's less than Mishnei Zeysim, so therefore the Kroyus Seira is telling me that you can have Akhtar, Parchus Mishnei Zeysim. That sounds like Tosfos. You take the Kaimus and you divide it in half, and that's what the Kroyus Seira is telling me. But then that's strange, because then Rashi should finish off. The Yesha, you know, the Rashi ought to read again. The way I was saying before, the Rashi ought to read the Chayin Sheish Kaimus Pachas Mishnei Zaysin. So therefore, Ashmina Kol Yisera, the Yesha Kara Pachas Mikazayis, Hilka Chafilu Pachas Mikazayis Chayin. Then Rashi could add that you have in Chafav also such a machlekes, and maybe the Gemara over there is that machlekes comes from this machlekes, or whatever. You could add that. That's also trapped in the Mishnah. If you hold it, that's how Abai will learn the Mishnah, because this. But he should first finish off the drasha. Hilka Hashmi, Ashmina Kol Yisera, Ashmina Kol Yisera, the Yesh Akhtar Pachas Mikazayis, Hilka Chafilu Pachas Mikazayis Chaya. And the Hokanami Amina, and that's an afterthought. So it's, what's the Rashi here? Needs a pshat. So I had a machshava, we're running out of time, but I had a thought that pshat and Rashi is a little bit different. And Rashi holds like this. That Rashi is basically learning like is learning basically like Tosfos. That the pasuk is telling me that Yesh HaKtar Pachas Mikazayis. Not like my mahalach. My mahalach was the pasuk is telling me you don't need a kind of shalom. See, now you revert to a haftar. What's a haftar? That we know from elsewhere. Rashi learning no. The pasuk is telling me because that since Yesh HaKtar Pachas Mikazayis, somehow the Torah is telling me. That there's in the drasha koil that there's akhtar pachas mikazayis, but Tosfos asks, where's the Torah telling me that? Like, who says? Maybe the Torah says you don't need claim of shalom. All you need is 3/4 of a claim of shalom, the kazayis. So Tosfos had an eitzah, half. It's mustaber that it means a half. Rashi doesn't say that. No, I'm saying Rashi. So I think Rashi had a different eitzah. Rashi's eitzah is like this. Rashi's saying that Torah is telling me that you don't need a claim of shalom for a nice akhtar. Less than a kaim shalom could also be a ma'is haktor. But it's axiomatic that a ma'is haktorah, even if it doesn't have to be a kaim shalom, it has to be a haktorah. It has to be a haktorah with which you could eventually be mafkir the whole kaimus. There was a ma'is haktorah, a sheer haktorah, which would be useless to be actually mafkir a kosher kaimus, is not called a ma'is haktorah. So the Torah says that a ma'is haktorah is less than a kazayis. It's less than a kaim shalom. You don't have to makdir the kaimitz all at once. The Torah says pichos, that is kol sor, not just sor, kol sor. That means it's called the ma'is haktorah even if you weren't makdir the whole kaimitz out of sor, even if you're only makdir some of the kaimitz out of sor. That's still called the ma'is haktorah. But it's axiomatic that. So what is the smallest ma'is haktorah? Well, it's a davar poshut that a ma'is haktorah, it doesn't have to be kind of shalom all at once, but a ma'is haktorah, to be a ma'is haktorah has to be a ma'is haktorah that you could use to be ma'akhtir kind of shalom. And therefore, since Abai holds that ein claim is pochish mishnei zeisim, So if the Torah is telling me that you don't have to, the Torah is telling me basically, Kosar, a Ma'is HaKtorah doesn't have to be a Kaim HaShalom. A Ma'is HaKtorah could be less than a Kaim HaShalom. In a way, the Torah is telling me the din of Tamayim. The Torah is telling me it's called a Ma'is HaKdara even if it's not the whole Kaimitz at once. But it has to be a Ma'is HaKdara that if you do enough of them, it adds up to a Kaimitz. Well, if a Kaimitz is less than Shnei Zaysim, then how could, and if a Ma'is HaKdara has to be a Gezayis, then basically a Ma'is HaKdara of a Gezayis is useless. Because a Ma'is HaKdara of a Gezayis could never, if a Ma'is HaKdara has to be a Gezayis, if you're going to do a HaKdara of a Gezayis, you're never going to be able to be makhtar the whole Kaimitz. But if a Ma'is HaKdara has to be a Gezayis, how can you be makhtar? In a way, it's the same writing we had in the Mishnah, but reading into the Pasuk. If the Torah says that it's called the Ma'is HaKdara even if it's not the whole Kaimitz at once, and if we assume that to be a Ma'is HaKdara, it at least has to add up to a Kaimitz. You know, the Torah is Ma'arba, it doesn't have to be the whole Kaimitz at once, it could be Pa'olim Ma'arba, or Pa'amayim. The Torah is Ma'arba, you don't need the whole Kaimitz at once, it's called the Ma'is HaKdara even if you do it piecemeal. But it has to be a Kaimitz to be marked at piecemeal. If it's not a Kaimitz that I'm being marked at piecemeal, then it's not called the Ma'is HaKdara. So therefore, I have five reasons like this. The Torah says you don't have to be marked for the whole claimants at once. The Torah says kol soar, you can be marked for the claimants piecemeal. Well, how much is piecemeal? If a claimant would be shnei zaysim, so piecemeal might be a kezayis, because you could be marked for kezayis, another kezayis, and that would be called the marked for the claimants piecemeal. But since Abai holds that yesh claimants pachash mishnei zaysim, that a claimant could be less than shnei zaysim, and now you're telling me a pasuk that you could be makdir it piecemeal, like it says in the Mishnah Pamayim, because that Pamayim comes out of this Mishnah of Kol Sa'or. So therefore, it follows that that must be that Yesh Akhtar Kusum Mikazayis. Because if there was no Akhtar Kusum Mikazayis, then how could you be makdir the claimants piecemeal? It wouldn't be possible. And the Torah says Kol Sa'or that you could be makdir the claimants piecemeal, that a piecemeal Akhtar is called the Ma'is HaKdara. So, according to Rashi, It's a third mahalach. It's not that we start like Tosfos. We start with the machlekes by Rava, and then we infer backwards machlekes Yerushalkes Nevechen. It's not like I said the whole machlekes is just a machlekes having a pshat in the Mishnah, and then based on that I then have a pshat in the Pasuk. According to Rashi, it's mamish the same sugya, because the din of the Mishnah of Pamayim is actually what it says in the Pasuk of Kol Sa'or. What it says in Kol Sa'or is that you can be marked to the payments of Pamayim. How goofy it says in the Pasuk. Because we're assuming the Torah says Kol Sa'or. It was once called the Torah without Kol Sa'or. What's coming out novel now? Without Kol Sa'or, you would not be able to mark the payments by mind. Because without Kol Sa'or, I would say that you only chayef the Sa'or if you mark the whole payments at once, which would mean that it's only called the Haktar if you mark the whole payments at once. Then even by an Inchik Sheir, you would have to be marked the whole payments at once. The Din HaMishnah that you can be marked the payments by mind, that you could be marked the Kaimitz piecemeal, and it's still called the Ma'is HaKdara, is that's what's learned after the Pasuk of Kol Sa'or, that you could be marked the Kaimitz piecemeal. That's good pshat in the Pasuk. So Mimela, the logic of the Machlekes of Yerushalayim Rishlokish is the same logic as the Machlekes of Abaye and Rava. It's Ma'amash follows the same course. The Torah says that you can be marked the Kaimitz Pamayim. In Kol Sa'or it says you can be marked the Kaimitz Pamayim. Because that's what it says in Kol Sa'or. That you can be marked to the claimants piecemeal, and it's still called the Ma'is HaKdara. So now, what is the same possible? If Yesh claimants pachash mishnei, if there's a claimants, if any claimants pachash mishnei zaysim, if every claimant has at least shnei zaysim in it, so the Torah says you marked there piecemeal could still be a kezayis. So there's no reading possible for less than a kezayis. But if on the other hand, any claimants pachash mishnei, if on the other hand Yesh claimants pachash mishnei zaysim, that means you can have a kaimus less than zaysim, and the Torah says kol sa'or that you can be makdir at piecemeal. Now, korchuk, the Torah is telling me that even less than a kezayis is called the Ma'is HaKdara. I think that's really what the best gevaldik of the Rashi. The chayim and the yesh kaimus pachas mishnei zaysim. Therefore, ashmin and kol yisera the yesh haktar pachas mikazayis. Therefore, the Torah is telling me that there's haktar pachas mikazayis. Meaning, the Torah is telling me that you can makdir at piecemeal. V'achanami aminim land. That's exactly what it says in the Mishnah. You can be makdir at piecemeal. V'achanami aminim and chavov. What it says in the pasuk over here that you can be makdir the claimants piecemeal. And then Rashi finishes the thought. Hilkoch, since the Torah says what it says in the Mishnah, actually that you can be makdir the claimants piecemeal. Therefore, it says in the pasuk that pocha that the yesh claimants pachas mikazayis. Now the Rashi is gone off. Okay, I don't know how much this has to do with the. with Tamkika necessarily, but I said we're not. That's not dispositive. We're learning the sugya. Some things are going to be very negative Tamkika, and some things are less negative Tamkika, and some things maybe not at all. But this is the sugya. Okay, so next time we want to do Ziri. Where is Ziri? Ziri Abai, Ziri Rolo, Ziri Thirch. No.